I think what I got most out of was, you mentioned the religious thing. You could put that on like a heightened state for my growing up. So hearing that in my life as I'm evaluating over the last year and a half, not wanting to feel like I'm tricking or manipulating a woman into bed, and having a terrible marriage where it wasn't blessed by any measure. Hearing that actually, you know, as I'm learning about different techniques and things like that, they're really, because I'm a pleaser. The way I get off is seeing that they're completely just, I love that.
Of course.
And hearing that it's not about the technique, that it's actually about taking care of my own desire. Mm-hmm. That's probably amazing. That's like, so I don't have to worry about a lot of that stuff. Knowing that stuff's good, but realizing that the focus isn't about, hey, I know, trick. It's about just saying, this is what I want. And that's how she's going to react. Mm. That's huge.
Yeah. Now, what you want turns out to be, you like watching her come.
Love it.
Yeah. Love it. Right. Just like every other man in the room. Okay? That's it. Yeah. Right.
Six, and, eight, nine, tens would be, you know.
Yeah, right. And so, that's your agenda. But, this I'm a pleaser thing. Feel the difference? So if I had a panel right now of random women off the street, say 50 of them, and I played a tape, played it back right from a year of you saying, well, you know, I'm a bit of a pleaser, and I said, how many women are turned on right now? You get crickets, right? I mean, they become there's something that is sexually repellent about that, literally like a little pleaser, right? And it's weird because it should be, who doesn't want to be pleased?
Right.
This man is generous. He wants to please you. And yet every woman would be like, it's yucky. You know, it's weird. It's weird. And yet that's where they are. So, you know, like what you want, you have to go about in a way of like, I'm going to take this from you. I'm going to force pleasure onto you. What can I do to give you pleasure? Right?
It's a huge, huge difference.
It's a little subtle.
Subtle but golf.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you will run into women that, you'll run into it all the time. It's the most fucking common thing on earth. You will run into women who, you're in bed with them, you're going down on her, you're fucking her, and she's very close to coming, or she's had some shallow orgasms. And you can feel that you're about to deliver the goods, and she's about to really... And she'll go, shh, 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 stop, 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 stop. It's okay. No. Okay. All right, she'll stop you. Never ran into that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, not a weird one. Mm-hmm.
It's the roller coaster. It's the story you told.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's like, that would be very, very naked to come that hard in front of you. She's not ready for that. You know what I mean?
Well, she said, I'm an amazing squirter, and I don't want to get it all over, and I can't,
yeah, she got
I can't deliver that.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on.
And I'm thinking, damn. It's like...
Yeah. So, you know, there's an elegant non-date rape way. Of course, you're already fucking her, but there's an elegant way of... I can use the word force, but it's not quite the right word. But really...
demanding?
Masculinely leading her over that no line. Because you demand it, right? Because you want it. Because of the fire in you, not because of the oh you don't like that? What else? Then what should I do for you instead? Don't please her. Please yourself. Now, you know, again, that's where we're literally talking about that.
But that's how it's coming across, and that's excellent to hear.
Right. So that's kind of the Newton elegant approximation, right? There's the truth of it is that when most humans are in bed, and particularly men, we're totally unpresent. We're like reenacting a porn scene. I guess it's worth also noting that pornography is the single worst place to learn anything about sex. I mean, it's so redundant. I mean, everything that they do in porn is so, like, there is this script that they do, the things that they go through, like, every time, you know, and none of it is likely to be accurate to the woman that you're with, you know. They're designed for what men like to watch, which is, you know, watch a woman get pounded. But the best sex often looks nothing. I mean, nothing like that. Presumably, because for most women, the best sex has to do with, like, a lot of skin contact, right? When you're, like, right up on her. Right up on her. Maybe you're, like, licking her neck and you're pulling her hair and you're wrapped around her and squeezing her body so she feels that pressure, you know, and pushing yourself deeply in her. There's no camera angle for this, right? They can't get the camera in there when you're fucking like that. That feels great to a woman. So, you know, yeah, there's nothing to be learned from porn. And yet a lot of us were sexually imprinted by, like, well, that's what it's supposed to look like. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Hardly. If you really want to try a fun experiment really, and this feels, it's kind of woo-woo, it's a bit like, you know, energetic, instead of, like, it's not physical, but it's the realest thing in the world. I'll give you a little science to make it smell like it could be true. I just read a thing in Scientific American a couple of weeks ago, and I forwarded it to every mother I know, which is like all my friends have gone into a weird breeding phase, I'm going to call it. Like, all my friends have babies right now, so I sent it all to them, and they were like, oh, it's so sweet, I love it so much. But apparently, when a mother and her baby smile at each other, even from across the room, I don't know if you've ever seen, like, when a mother's going, baby, baby, and the baby goes, and smiles, and the mother kind of goes into a trance. Have you ever seen that? And she's like, when her baby smiles, you know what I'm talking about? They actually, like, hooked up some electrodes, and their hearts synchronize. In that moment, their hearts synchronized from across the fucking room. Hmm. So, with that as a background, and I think it's probably something similar that's happening, but next time you're in bed with a woman and you're feeling really turned on, just put yourself as deeply inside of her as you can. Just really press in, like, flex the abs, press hard in, and then just look into her eyes. Hold perfectly still and really feel your turn on. Feel yourself at the edge of coming. Really feel your turn on. Don't move at all. And watch her come. No movement. And then, distract yourself. Back off it. Think of anything else. Just be like, you know, like, okay, I'm doing this technique, and now it's told me to do. You know, like, as soon as you're not in your turn on, you'll see her kind of go, and kind of, you know, getting bored with it. Like, we're going to move here? A little thrusting would be nice. You know, you just see her, like, lose it. Like, you'll feel how much she vibes on your turn on. But if you just press yourself deep in her and you just really get in touch with that old, that, I'm so fucking deep in your pussy. Like, just so get in touch with your turn on. Like, and you can make her come without moving. And if she doesn't come, you'll see how fucking close she gets. It might just take a little one thrust and she'll go over. Play this game with any woman. I promise you the results will blow your mind. It really has to do with her vibing on your turn-on, like the baby and the mother synchronizing their hearts. It's really powerful. But it's all about your turn-on. Are you dying right now? Something you want to ask?
Yeah. I'm 31. I've never gone down on a chick.
Okay, well, then you too, then, I guess. That's...
It's disgusting. Like,
well, it's okay.
I don't want to do it.
It's okay if you're not turned on by that and it's not something that you really like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised, though, if that wasn't based in something interesting that we'd like to know more about. But but if you genuinely don't like it, then it's okay. It's not a big deal. You know, you taught me that.
Yeah, it's an issue. I feel exactly the way you feel about it. I wouldn't force it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's totally okay. If you're not into it, I wouldn't do it. And there's probably something else there, bad experience or whatever. I clearly remember as a freshman in college, this girl, who, I guess I shouldn't mention her name. That'd be bad, but I mean, just, she smelled, and it was gross, and it really put me off for a while. It put me off for a while. And then, you know, there was this, I forget, somebody told me it was kind of this. This is very, 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 very 18-year-old guy thing, but, you know, the trick is at some point you're making out with her, you get your finger inside her, and then you go for the hair stroke, and you know, decide whether this is someplace you're going to go, right? Yeah. And I remember doing that for a long time because I couldn't repeat that situation. That was, because it turned me off, and I didn't want to have sex with her. It was just a huge turn off. And, you know, hygiene is important, right? I would consider a couple of things. One is when the chemistry is right, because there are women who, I would bottle that and drink it. It's like, they smell so fucking good to me. So sexual, so arousing. And I think most men kind of feel that way. There may have been a weird experience for you at some point.
I'm thinking it's, like my mom was she's a retired doctor. Uh-huh. And I remember I was like 12 or 13. Uh-huh. She made me see, a baby, was born. Well,
That is enough to do it.
That might have scarred you for life.
Yeah.
That's
enough to do it.
Like, it didn't bother me that day, but like since then, I was like, I ain't doing it.
Right. And what about just like looking at it?
Oh, I love looking at it. I'll, play with it and taste it, but I wouldn't actually put my face in it.
The taste is okay, but you don't want to put your face in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know why. Like, that really feels like something that if you like the taste of it, like, I don't want to get down there in it. Interesting.
Have you ever just gone down and licked once and then came back up?
No.
Never?
No.
There's an opportunity.
I'm game.
Have you never tried it before? I would at least try it.
Yeah, if the taste and smell aren't bothering you, yeah. So, I'm trying to think of because this is something that I think, like, as a healing, you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, literally, to the point where, like, my goal for you is that it becomes your favorite thing in the world. Right.
I've heard good things about it. My friends do it.
Well, right. Yeah, like for a lot of men, it's the most arousing thing that they do. Like, it's what really turns them on. So you like looking at it. I think, like, there's a really dominant space for you with a woman where you can say, I want to see your pussy, show me your pussy. And just go down and just stare at her. And then get a little bit closer and a little bit closer. And just let her feel your breath on her. And she's going to be super uncomfortable. She's going to want to squirm away and be like, shh, I just want to look at you. This really turns me on. You know, like, really, really make her feel it. And kind of get to that point where she can literally feel your breath on her. Feel her arousal as you get closer and closer. Might just tempt you to go in and take a lick.
That would do that for me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it'll be a fun emotional game. And if you don't feel compelled, you're like, yeah, I don't really want to go for this. Then you can just go up and fuck her, and she'll be so turned on, because of that dominance and that vulnerability. You forcing that vulnerability on her, making it safe, giving her the experience. Hey, babe, giving her the experience of having felt really, really vulnerable and exposed. And then being safely guided through it to the other side, that's a treat. Big, big treat for her.
So let's go ahead and go into
loss.
The next place here, Brad, and have your biggest burning question that you have for Alex.
That was I said my biggest burning question.
Which one?
Was that?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So let's move over to you then. And... if you could only ask Alex one question at all, and you could have one area, because obviously Alex is an expert around sexuality. If you could only have one piece of information that you haven't gotten yet, one thing solved in your life, what would it be? What would you ask Alex?
I don't know, because I just kind of got hit by a train of new things to me. So I'm like a...
That's okay.
I wouldn't say I'm overwhelmed, but I think I've got... questions answered, questions I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
So I'm a little...
That's okay. Well, what's one of them?
I don't know. My biggest problem has always been exactly what I had mentioned earlier, and I didn't expect for it not to be such a big problem, but it's the thing about allowing my desires to be a good thing, and I guess... But see, it's not really a question anymore, because I understood what he was telling me.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been, so I'm just trying to absorb that.
You can process everything. It's perfectly fine. I just wanted to make sure I came to you and gave you that opportunity, because because he'll be gone in literally 10 minutes.
And the just to kind of dig into it a little more, maybe even be redundant, because it's there's two senses of where your desire might not be a good thing. One is kind of society at large, where you kind of feel like, yeah, the penis is not welcome. And it's not. I mean, you just, like I said, you just walk down the promenade with your dick hanging out and see what happens. You know, people will scream, the police will come and take you away. It's like, the police will come and take you away. It's like, you know, millions of generations of hominids have had this thing. You didn't do it on purpose. There it is. You were born with it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so ridiculous. And yet, you know, we know since the time that we're children that, you know, don't touch it. Don't let anybody know you touch it. Don't take it out in public. You know, it's like, it's, so you're, it's not like the adversary is you being a little bitch. It ain't that. It's like there's a whole fucking universe arrayed against you. You know, it's legitimate. It's legitimate to have these feelings. And yet, they are all wrong. All of them. And they must be. And I can prove it out again and again and again, because millions of years of evolution and God himself cannot be wrong. Right? And literally, by the way, if you believe in evolution, it literally can't be wrong. Because it's a random numbers generator that just keeps picking the best one. The best one keeps winning. Right? It literally can't be wrong. It's infallibly right. By design. So it's so, like, the thing that you confront is big. It's really big. And then there's the smaller but maybe even more present thing of, will my desire be acceptable to her, the woman I'm with, the woman I'm talking to in a bar? Can I, or, you know, even more so, like, here we are, and we're in this moment now where, you know, the panties are coming off. Like, it's really happening. And in this moment, are my desires okay, right? With this woman, can I really show her the really deliciously dirty things I want to do to her, you know, and really be in that state? And that, again, is hard, because we have all this negative wiring. So the funny thing is, not so funny, the really bad joke. I mean, no, it's one of the most frustrating, like, bitchy truths. It's a really difficult one. It's a bitter, bitter truth, is that if you go halfway, it gets rejected. That's the bitter truth, is that you can kind of show her, like, a little bit of your desire while kind of being careful, like, you know? Like, that's kind of gross. And so you get shut down for it, and then you feel like, oh, she doesn't like my penis. You know what I mean? Like it really, like, you literally, it's an all-or-nothing thing. It's like there's this dangerous chasm. It's deep, and there's spikes at the bottom. And you got to jump over. And it's not a big jump. It's a little further than you could comfortably step. It's a little jump. But it's really deep. And there's spikes on the bottom. So it's scary. You know what I mean? If you half-ass it, you could end up on the bottom. You got to jump. You got to go all the way across. You know what I mean?
That just made this whole process really anxiety.
No,
like, it's full for me.
Sorry, like, but it's not. The thing is, it's not a hard jump. It's easy. But only you can do it. Like, it literally is an item of self-trust and beingness. And so all that is arrayed against you. But here's what's on your side. It's the truth. And because it's the truth, you can authentically feel it in you. You can authentically feel, like, imagine being in a space with woman who has been programmed by an alien technology to love your sexuality. Imagine you have this opportunity with this woman. There's nothing you could do to her, no dirty fantasy that she does not welcome. She has been programmed for you, sir, custom made, and there's nothing that you can bring up to her sexually that she's not going to enjoy. It's just like all of her weirdness around the things that you enjoy or your sexual desires has actually been surgically removed. She can't feel them anymore. They're gone. And so there you are with this woman. Imagine the relief. Imagine how happy that would be. Imagine how joyful that would be. It turns out that's actually the way women are. No modifications required. Yeah. And if you can just feel your way into the space of the modified woman and how relaxing and happy you could be with her, how at ease, how much fun it would be to explore that part of yourself, to really... and it's really... We're really moving out of the realm of, like, good sex into the realm of spiritual realization, really coming into integration with yourself as a man, really coming into integration with God and the sense of what is, to be totally at peace with yourself, really total self-acceptance. What's interesting is that a woman can provide this spiritual epiphany for you. And all women are actually wired that way, which is why I say, like, if you're dating a woman and you feel like, you know, she's cool, like, I would enlist her help in this. Like, not in the needy, making her mommy and you need help way, but in the, I've got some sexual anxiety that I want to burn out of me. I want you to help me. Let's play. Let's play in this space. Ask her with confidence. Good friend of mine who we just had New Year's with, Brian, is dating a woman right now whose father is probably one of the greatest spiritual realizers that ever lived, maybe the greatest spiritual realizer that ever lived. And the first time that they made love, she actually said to him, serving him spiritually, she said to him, let's get it all out of the way. I just want to tell you right now, anything goes. My body is yours. I am surrendered. Let's get it all out of the way. Anything you've ever thought about, no matter how weird, no matter how freaky, like, bring it. I'm here for you to serve you into this. Now, that's an exceptional woman, but that's the woman every woman wants to be. That's her spiritual perfection. You know, to really serve her man to God. And, you know, the great news about this, is the unbelievable opportunity it affords on the other side, because she's got her shit too. And you can make that all okay for her. You can burn that out of her. Because every woman has had confrontational stuff around her desirability. And you get to be her hero and her rescuer and the man who can burn that out of her. And that is the most beautiful relationship the two humans can share.
We have no more time, unfortunately, but that was... Anyone else? Everyone get something out of that, okay? I know I asked that earlier, but that was phenomenal. I have lots of ideas for this recording, so I need to get it immediately before it disappears. But Alex, on, you know, on behalf of everyone, every time I talk to you, for me personally, it's still life-changing. Last time I had the interview with you, I had some of the best sex I've ever had in my life. But afterwards, I was like...
Afterwards.
Honey! You know, yeah, not during. Yeah. Mute. I'm just like
Bill Clinton. Right?
Tell me more. Click. Tell me more about that, Alex. Click. Elaborate. But yeah, it's been life altering again, and I think that this is gonna serve to I don't know, something about this I've been getting in front of people is, this is where you need to be, in front of people. I mean, like, I've seen you, and I've had conversations with you directly, and when you're talking to me, we still share stuff, but it's not quite like whenever you really get to look into someone and go, here's what you need, you know? It's just always fascinating for me to see this, so I really, you know, I really hope everyone got as much as I did out of that, you know? And, yeah, I would trade the rest of the course for more of this, but you got to go.
Hey, thank you so much for letting me come here and contribute to these guys. That nothing feels better than contributing, as I'm sure all of you guys know. And so thank all of you for receiving me. You know, I feel like I feel gotten, and you know that's a high value for men in general, to feel gotten by a group of men. So thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.